Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Donna Vaughn, and here are today's top local stories. Investigators are still trying to figure out what caused a deadly fire in the Bronx overnight. The flames erupted in a building on Jessup Place, and the FDNY now says firefighters were hampered by a parked car blocking a fire hydrant.
It was 14-year-old London who called 911. With just seconds to react, she says her grandmother
woke me up and said that the house next door was on fire, and then she told me to call the firefighters.
And in a moment of chaos, London kept her cool.
I told them that the house next door was on fire, and I gave them the address, and I told them my name, and that's it.
Were you scared?
A little bit, yeah.
Now police say four people were taken to the hospital, one critical, two stable, but an 85-year-old man is dead. And inside that apartment, the lingering smell of smoke, shattered windows, and pictures of family miraculously intact. Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in the Bronx.
Now four firefighters treated for injuries as well. The FDNY says that blocked fire hydrant didn't delay their response, but they're reminding New Yorkers that it's illegal. The vehicle was towed, and the owner will get a criminal summons, which carries a hefty fine of up to $5,000. A driver is in NYPD custody today after an accident in the Bronx last night that put three pedestrians in the hospital, one of them critical. Investigators are looking into whether the 28-year-old driver may have been trying to avoid a police checkpoint when his Honda Civic plowed into the three men near Hunts Point Avenue in the Bruckner. The sedan also slammed into two parked cars before it was over. The critically injured victim is 33, police say. The other two are in stable condition. 10 public libraries in the city will be open on Sundays again. Funding to pay for it is included in the new budget agreement struck by Mayor Adams and the City Council. 1010 Wynn spoke with Dennis Walcott, CEO of the Queens Public Library.
It really sends a strong signal by the mayor and the speaker and the City Council of their firm commitment to libraries and what it means to the public and serving our public in a way that is top level. And we really respect that and appreciate that.
The specific branches that'll be open on Sunday, thanks to the new funding, have not been determined yet. Public libraries will make out well under the new budget deal, with $2 million to cover the cost of expanding Sunday service, plus another $15 million in new funds to cover other operating expenses. Well, this year's NHL draft began yesterday with an emotional moment for Islanders fans and for a gifted young hockey player who's about to join the organization.
Oh, sorry. Okay, we're good.
When the New York Islanders selected 17-year-old defenseman Matthew Schaefer with the number one overall pick, they presented him with a jersey that had a pink breast cancer ribbon stitched onto it. Schaefer lost his mother to breast cancer last year. He slipped on the jersey, kissed the patch, pointed to the sky, and cried.
I miss her a lot, and I wish she could be here today.
She's got a front row seat to it right now.
Yeah. Thank you.
Islanders general manager Matthew Darche.
The human being is as outstanding as the hockey player, so we're so excited.
10 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Pride Month reaching its peak this weekend in the city. Final preparations are underway for tomorrow's New York Pride March, the biggest event of its kind in the country, drawing more than a million people. That makes security a challenge, but Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch says the NYPD is good to go.
We are operating in a heightened threat environment, and we have been for some time now. And for that reason, we're not doing things differently, but you're going to see more of it. More officers, more sanitation trucks. More drones.
The parade will feature some 60 floats and 75,000 marchers. This year's theme honors the march's origins and the 1969 Stonewall riots that started the movement. Pride Fest, the event's annual street fair, takes place tomorrow as well along 4th Avenue between Union Square and 8th Street. Several pre-march events taking place today to celebrate New York's LGBTQ plus community, including the Pride Run and Harlem Pride. Everyone being urged to use mass transit this weekend because of all the event-related street closures. Stick with 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM for traffic and transit on the ones will help you to steer clear.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.